Dreamscape presents Sully, an Irish Mafia romance by Penelope Black. Narrated by Lessa Lamb and Gideon Frost.
Chapter 1. Sully.
Kiss me, James, and tell me you love me.
The sun shines down on us as we stroll through Central Park. The trees form a sort of tunnel overhead, providing shade from the unforgiving summer sun. I stop walking and tug on our interlaced fingers to bring her closer. The teasing smirk on her face taunts me, and like the enchantress she is, she lures me in with a quirk of her lips. I can't deny her. I don't want to. I unlace our fingers and curve an arm around her lower back. A nearby bird whistles a light melody, and a soft breeze carries the sweet scent of nearby peonies. I slide my other hand along the curve of her neck and into her hair at her nape. She winds her arms around me and tugs me closer. She's addictive, my princess, and the shriveled up organ that should be a heart throbs at her affection. It's only ever beat for her, and after her betrayal and absence, it's all but ceased to exist. You know I love you, princess, I say against her perfect plump lips. Her bottom lip is just the slightest bit bigger than her top lip, and I can't resist pulling it into my mouth with my teeth. Elena pulls away to press her promise against my lips.
And I love you, always.
Adrenaline flies through my veins at those simple words delivered with ease from those perfect lips. I used to think love was for fools, and then she crashed into my life, and everything I thought was bullshit was true. Unfortunately, she left just as spectacularly, and I came full circle. I was the fool then. Urgency pounds at my temple, demanding I make it so she can never leave me again. I won't survive a second time. This could be our life, you know, walking through Central Park, holding hands, and bringing home our favorite pizza. And don't forget sneaking off behind that patch of bushes over there, bro. I press my hand into Elena's lower back on instinct. Once I realize it's just my brother, I relax. She twists her head around, and Wolf strolls toward her. When he's close enough, he snags an arm out and curls it around her neck, bringing her face to his for a kiss that's just a little too lewd for midday in the park. Where the hell did you come from, Wolf? He separates from our girl to lift an eyebrow at me and smirk. I've always been here.
Me too,
Rush says from behind me. My chest feels tight, and my gaze flies around us in alarm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?